Welcome back to Dead Space Deep Cover. I'm one of your showrunners, Reese Tirado. Like the show? One of the best ways to support us is by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Reviews help get our show into the ears of new listeners, and it helps us know what we can do better in the future. Up next, a short ad break, and then this week's episode.
The overpopulation of Earth is the defining issue of our times. EarthGov has taken the initiative in providing the only viable solution, long-term, off-world colonies. The early solar system colonies, while not without their problems, have proven successful in alleviating the pressure on Earth's resources, and so EarthGov are proceeding with settlement missions to the moons of the solar system's gas giants. In accordance with our public sector policies, several corporations will be given the contract for these colonies. These corporate partners and the use of multiple smaller colonies will spread the risk of colony failure and insulate EarthGov from any negative sentiment. One of the first new colonies will be on Ganymede, the largest moon of Jupiter. Panplanetary Prospecting is the only corporation to put out a tender for this contract and has already begun surveying the moon's surface at Marius Landing and Enki Katena. Panplanetary has issued a projection with multiple generations of colonists living beneath the surface and above-surface habitation being multiple decades away. EarthGov is participating in the recruitment of the first settlement waves. We have issued guidelines on the public-facing elements of this process. Messages to prospective colonists should focus on their role as pioneers and the gratitude future generations will show them for making the Ganymede colony possible. Images of astronauts, explorers, and heroes of the American West are not inappropriate. The role of Chief Pioneer has been created to provide a single point of authority, and the individual selected for this post can be used as a focus for the heroic and historically significant aspects of colonization. Engineers, construction workers, and project managers are to be targeted. There is also an acute need for medical and psychiatric personnel. Previous colony failures have shown the psychological problems that early-stage colonies present, and with the increased distances, smaller populations, and less frequent communications, these are expected to be even more significant with the Jovian region colonies. Given the expected high incidence of casualties, families are to be discouraged.
Dead Space. Deep Cover. Episode 9.
Hey, Marsh. Or whoever's listening in. If it's the unitologists who have recovered my body and dug this recorder out of my skull, go fuck yourselves. I have an idea of where I need to go to reach the generators. I found diagrams of the colony's layout around the main transport hub. I found a piece of rebar I could use as a crowbar, and I forced open a door to the tram station. Never was much of an action girl, but here I am, busting down doors. The cops I used to work with would be impressed, if any of the good ones are left. Once upon a time, the trams ran all across the underground colony. They haven't worked for who knows how long. The rain above has flooded the tracks, so I can't walk through the tram tunnels. There's no light in the station, but I found a flashlight that still works. There are some old wooden pallets on the platform. I might have to start thinking old school. Got one of those old sound recorders. Looks like it still works. Has an ancient solid-state drive. Kinda retro, but I guess it must have made it easier to maintain. If something broke back then, they'd have no choice but to fix it. I might even use it as a backup in case my implanted recorder goes down. Let's see.
This is Hydroponic Engineer Second Class Emil Kitzler. Audio log. This isn't part of the regular production logs. It's, more of a personal thing. I came over here on a shuttle from Earth. It took almost a year. And that was tough. It was how I imagined prison would be. The same four walls and a bunk. No way out, routine, bad food, and the same people 24 hours a day. But there was always the knowledge it would end. The recruiter showed us images of these domes full of forests and artificial beaches, untapped resources so we could build a homestead on a new world. It's hard to believe that I thought it would be anything like that. I knew Triple P would gussy it up a little bit, but I thought I'd at least see the surface. You know, watch Jupiter rising. It's not just that we're still underground. We all knew it would be a long time before we start on the surface domes. It's that there's this kind of absence of hope. I'm not going to go home. I'm not going to get promoted or start a family. Just this little group of people running excavators and laying power lines, slaving on 14-hour shifts to keep the place survivable. There might be a city here one day, maybe even a nice one, where people want to live. But I'm not going to see it. Panplanetary didn't mention, the pictures would only be a reality in 100 years when we're all dead. Chief Pioneer Moreno's a good leader, I guess. She talks a good fight about what'll be here when we're finished. How we can only go up from here. But there's a real great emptiness. A void. Like, I'm so cut off from the rest of the universe, it might just be these concrete hallways. And then nothing. And no one else in existence. Juanita from Admin is a religious type. She started a little congregation that meets in one of the equipment sheds. I never paid much attention to that stuff, but if there's anything that's going to make me get religion, it's being here. I overheard her talking to one of the excavator drivers, talking about it being whole and how we're all connected. I'm not going to lie, it sounded tempting. Anything that'll have some meaning behind it, even if it's not real. Hey, look, I better go. The work horn's about to sound, and the soy ain't gonna propagate itself. Emil Kitzler, signing off, I guess.
I know how Engineer Second Class Kitzler felt. Must have been grim as hell living in this place, knowing there wasn't a breathable atmosphere above to escape to. Sounds like Kitzler wasn't far off losing it. Maybe colony psychosis syndrome has always been here from the very start. And unitology, too. I hope this implanted bug caught all that. Might be interesting for historians if anyone ever hears it. So, I made a raft. More action girl stuff. Tied a couple of pallets together. Now I'm paddling down the tram lines like my inner cave woman's coming out. This flashlight doesn't give me much of an idea of what's coming up. I don't know how far it is. Right now, it feels like it goes on forever. Oh! Ugh! It's a body. There are bodies in the water. Ugh, the parts. Must be where the hospitals were dumping. I'm glad I made a raft and didn't try to wade. Swim. You'd think I'd have got used to the smell by now, but... Wait. I hear something. Anyone there? I'm not with the cops. I'm just passing through. We don't even have to talk. Just act like the other one's not here. Flashlight doesn't show shit. Where are you? It's like the thing from the cathedral basement. Made of bodies, bones, and claws, and a face. This is the last thing I record. They're loose under the city. I'm not sure where I am. I just ran through the first door I saw. I have to move. Come on, Emily. Be tough. Be smart. Stay alive.
Got another production log for you lucky people. I don't know who listens to these, but this one's a doozy. It's about fertilizer. Try not to soil yourself with excitement. Get it? Never mind. We finally got the crap vats churning out liquid fertilizer for hydroponics. It's made out of what those waste-eating worms excrete. It's some seriously nasty stuff. Fertilizer usually is, but this is something else. It's as flammable as rocket fuel, and it stinks like hell's own sewage leak. Everything's sealed up, but somehow it still makes the area around the storage tanks about the grossest place in the whole colony. Guess whose job it is to check everything twice a week? Join the pioneers, they said. See the galaxy, they said. Ugh. The first results are good. The fertilizer's in liquid form, so it can be distributed along with irrigation, and early growth is fast. The issue is rationing it. Too little, and we could lose the crop. Too much, it will turn toxic. Supervisor Harmon is drilling us on maintenance. He runs a tight ship, and I can't blame him. He's a prick, but even I can appreciate the dangers of doing things half-assed out here. Joined up to build the future of the human race, and here I am checking up on the shit vats. I'd blame EarthGov for it, or Triple P. A lot of the guys here do. From some of the talk, they'd torch this whole place and march on Earth if they thought they could get away with it. Me, I know there's only one person here to blame for me ending up here, and it ain't EarthGov. Engineer Second Class Emil Kitzler, signing off. And hey, maybe next time we'll get to talk about something really thrilling, like dirt.
At least I have Engineer Kitzler for company. It doesn't sound like he had much love for the colony, but I wonder what he would think if he saw it like this. Going by the signage, I'm in the area he used to work, hydroponics. The vats are huge, but they've been dry for who knows how many decades. Most of the pipes have fallen apart. It's ankle deep in water, but at least there aren't any bodies floating around. Not much of a bar to hit, but I'll take it. I can still hear those things outside. There's more than one of them now. The first one brought friends. I can't tell if they're working together or just following the only prey around. I think they're trying to find a way in. I found a tool that fires rivets. It still works, at least until the rivets or the compressed air runs out. It was made for putting bolts into walls instead of shooting down walking corpses, but it's better than trying to punch the damn things. I never went to the firing range when I worked with the cops. I doubt I could shoot straight at the best of times. Hope I don't have to find out. I guess I could just keep going in the direction of the generators, but I can hear those monsters in every direction. I don't know what to do. Is there a better word than monsters? Doesn't sound specific enough. A journalist should be precise. Slashers, they have claws. Deadoids. A tabloid writer would come up with something snappy. Corpsers, shamblers.
They're called necromorphs.
Maddie, I was wondering if I would see you again.
The unitologists call them necromorphs.
I know you're not real, Maddie.
Does it matter?
I'm a journalist. I have to care about the truth.
I only tell the truth, Emmy. I always did.
I remember. It was annoying.
You wouldn't have wanted me any other way.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm getting worse. Look.
What is happening to you?
We're coming apart. There's something so wrong with everything, with Ganymede, with the universe, and we're suffering. I don't know if I'm just going to fade away or if I'm about to turn into something else. I'm scared, Emmy. I never used to be scared.
I'm so sorry. I want to help you. I want to stop it.
And I want to help you, Emmy.
I'm stuck in a maze underneath Enki Katana, being stalked by a bunch of necro things. I have to get to the spaceport before the last ship goes, because the Unitologists are using the police to hunt me down. I'm not sure what you could do.
There's one of us on each side. We can work together.
But what am I supposed to do? I don't even know how I can get out of here alive.
You know what you have to do, Emmy. I've already told you. There's a path we're all on. Everyone on Ganymede, everyone in the galaxy. But if you leave the path, bad things happen. I get sicker. And you, Emmy, you suffer too, along with everyone else. The things that are happening in the city, they're all a part of this, and you strayed from the path.
It's my fault?
You didn't know, but you do now, and you can fix it. It was always in your hands. You just have to go back on the path. You have to stop running away.
Am I meant to just walk back to the cathedral and hand myself over to the Overseer? So he can do what he did to Horvath or whatever Ibanez can think of? If I walk back through those doors, I'm going to disappear. Everything I found out about the church will just be a few recordings that anyone could have made up. I have to make it, Maddie. I'm the only one.
The only one who can do what?
Bring down the Church of Unitology.
Is that what you want?
Of course I do. They killed Fumihiro Zane. They killed Horvath. For all I know, they killed you.
The police killed more than that in a few minutes. You saw it happen. The government, the military, the colonists who built this place. Everyone kills. And the church is surrounded by enemies.
Enemies like me?
Like you, but you don't have to be. You read the symbols of the marker. You saw something there. Something real. Raider is bad. Ibanez is bad. Malevska was bad too. But that doesn't mean it's all a lie. The bad ones are exploiting the truth, but it can still be the truth.
Altman? Sacred Convergence?
Making us whole.
Part of me is desperate to believe. It must be so easy to just say it's for convergence, or Altman said so, or the marker made me do it, and never have to worry if we're right or wrong. But I can't do it, Maddie. They took you away from me.
I'm here now.
You're not real.
Real? Not real? Has it ever really mattered?
I'm so sorry, Maddie. I'm so confused.
You had better clear your head then. They're about to break in. I think you should hide. I want to see you again.
Dead Space Deep Cover will return after this ad break.
Okay, everyone here? Nobody's still beating off into John or whatever the hell you do instead of working? Good. Sit down and listen for once. This shit will save your life. And if one of you pencil dicks gets his face melted off, it comes out of my bottom line. Yes, Kitzler?
Does this count towards engineer first class qualifications?
It counts towards the not being dead qualification. Slide. This is the fire suppression system. Your best friend if there's a fire, right? Wrong. It opens up a vent on the surface that sucks out all the oxygen. Kills the fire quick. Kills you even quicker. If you are in the area when it activates, you will die. You will become intimately familiar with the warnings telling you it's about to happen. The details are on the server. Slide. You've all seen this. Standard oxygen candle. Open it up, chemical reaction releases oxygen, hooray, you can breathe, blah blah blah. The fun twist for us is, the hydroponic chambers is the only place in the colony that might get flooded. Water's at a premium everywhere, so it's not a problem. But if the shit goes down, This area is likely to be knee-deep in water. And if you drop an oxygen candle in water, it reacts a whole lot more. As in, it explodes and sets fire to you. Standard procedure is, get out of the water before you set off the oxygen candle. It's an insultingly simple rule, so I expect at least half of you to remember. Kitzler, yes. What?
Don't we have those, unreactive oxygen supplies? The ones that compress it in the nanomesh.
Those things cost more than Triple Pete thinks you're worth. You get the firebomb, and like it. Slide. This is the full set of protective gear. If you have any single piece missing, you might as well be dancing through the place with your ass in the wind. That means gauntlets, face mask, boots, goggles. I don't care if it's hot or uncomfortable or makes you look like a prick. I've seen guys who left off their goggles that one time and ended up trying to dazzle the ladies with an empty socket. Wear the shit. I am not yanking your cranks. I make a personal point of removing any unprotected body part. That's the second shift begun. Read up on this. I will be pop-quizzing you slackjaws when you least expect it.
This is the production log. Just wanted to get it down on tape so you have an idea of what we're dealing with here. Engineer Second Class Emil Kitzler signing...
Kitzler! You little pissant. Are you recording this?
Shit!
They're inside. 10 or 12 of them. It's the bodies that were dumped from the hospitals above, but they're not just walking corpses. They've changed into something else. Some of them have blades like scythes growing from their arms. Their legs are jointed backwards. Their heads just loll around like there's no life or intelligence in them, like they're animated by something other than their brains. Some of them are just upper torsos that drag themselves along by their hands, which have claws as long as knives. They crawl along the walls and ceilings, too. I got away from them fast enough to hide here, where there's only one way in and out, so they can't get around me. But now, I have nowhere to go. They're like the ones from the catacombs, Malevska's experiments. Not identical, but damn well close enough for me. I don't even want to think about what that means. Why they might be here now as well. I still have the rivet gun and Engineer Kitzler's audio logs for company. Right now, the choice is either stay here until they find me, or I die from dehydration, or I go out fighting and discovering how accurate a rivet gun really is. I think this is where they kept the fertilizer. Still keep, by the looks of it. The tanks are intact and the machinery looks like it still works. Kitzler's fellow engineers did a decent job. It's not flooded in here either, so at least I don't have to die with wet feet. They stored a lot of stuff around the fertilizer tanks. Not much of it looks any use. Tools, construction materials for repairs, some of those emergency oxygen supply things, cleaning supplies. Kitzler could probably put together a machine gun out of this stuff. But if it's not a scandal sheet or a firewalled server, I'm kinda useless. How would an engineer second class get out of here? He'd fight back.
EarthGov's priorities for the Ganymede colony are long-term viability, effective resource extraction, and the construction of the necessities for living on the surface. A major issue is power. The surface colony will require huge amounts of power, particularly to keep the electromagnetic radiation shields functioning. Generators will be the first construction project once underground living and working quarters are established. Colony facilities will begin with basic dormitory structures. A sick bay and waste disposal will soon follow. Experience has demonstrated that rapid and discreet disposal of human remains must be made possible as early as is feasible. The construction of administration offices and detainment facilities will be next. Once the colony has begun work on the surface, some areas can be converted for use in leisure, physical fitness, and other secondary needs. Furthermore, the production of children is anticipated, and so schooling facilities and other child-rearing necessities are included in the later stage planning. As the colony develops, it is inevitable factionalism and dissent will occur in the colony population. The Chief Pioneer's role includes managing these factors, and as such they are immune to prosecution for actions made in the pursuance of colony objectives, and they are indemnified by EarthGov against any legal consequences of such. Communications originating from the Ganymede colony will be filtered by EarthGov to ensure the pioneering ideals of the program are publicly maintained. Living conditions among the early settlers are expected to appear contrary to these ideals.
I see we have many more among our congregation today. I welcome you all, but I also feel sadness, for I know it is desperation that drives many to our faith. I see that desperation in you. Pan-Planetary has failed you. Chief Pioneer Moreno has failed you. EarthGov has refused to hear our complaints. They told us we'd be living above the surface within a generation, but they knew from the start we would live and die here, beneath the ground, never seeing the stars. But you have done the right thing. Here, there is hope. Here, there is unity. Brother Collins here will take your names and any tithes you can contribute.
Juanita's been running these meetings since we got here, but there was only a handful of people. Now she's got more than 50. Moreno doesn't know how many there are. Thought I should get it down on tape. I don't know what's gonna happen, or if anything will happen at all, but someone should make it so it doesn't get forgotten.
The newcomers may have already heard the basic tenets of our faith. We believe the differences between us are imposed by cultures we did not ask to be born into. In reality, we are one. More importantly, we will become one in a future state we call convergence. What convergence means, what it will look like, and what we must do to see it happen is something that can only be understood with dedication and study. In the meantime, we believe in community, in mutual support. Authorities are at odds with us because we have the capacity to unite in our own interests. They see it as a struggle for control. We see it as the only sane answer to the madness of the current age. I believe that is Engineer Emil Kitzler there at the back. Don't be shy, Emil. There's no need to hide. There's no shame here.
Hi!
Everyone is welcome. I am glad you could join us. What is it you seek?
Just curious, I guess. I was never religious. I didn't know anyone on the colony ship was.
Engineer Kitzler here is to be commended. Many shy away from religion if they do not understand it. The modern age disparages people of faith. They think it is a sort of madness. But the real madness is accepting our fate in these lifeless, cold, far-flung places without seeking spiritual comfort. Emil, I understand there was a tragedy among the hydroponics engineers a few days ago.
Yeah, first-class Whelan fell into one of the vats when the substrate was being rotated. He died right away. It screwed a lot of the guys up. It was messy. We're not sure if he did it on purpose or not.
It wouldn't be the only suicide we have seen on Ganymede. We are admonished not to discuss it, but I say there is nothing we should discuss more. The spiritual decay among us is so severe, we are ending our lives rather than living on. That is why you are all here. You can feel that decay. You want to stop it. You want something better for your lives. You want to be made whole. Emil, you are among friends here. Nobody will judge you. Nobody will reject you. Stand with us, and let us pray.
Okay. You want me? You got me. I just hope Kitzler maintained this place well enough. Oh, he wasn't kidding about the stink. This really is rocket fuel. One oxygen candle, you dead asshole! Catch! I guess I owe Engineer Second Class Emil Kitzler my life. If I was a unitologist, I'd say I'd make it up to him when we were made whole in the Sacred Convergence. I'm not so dumb to think that I got them all. The Necromorphs. That's what Maddie called them. I'm keeping an ear out for more of them. There are still a few bodies in the water here, but none of them are moving. Yet. I still have the rivet gun, which didn't do anything to the necromorphs, assuming I even hit any of them. But I figure it'll be useful if I have to patch up this raft. I must have been going for a few miles now. It's hard to judge distances in the dark. Going by the signs, I'm most of the way to the generators. I'm almost to the spaceport, to Maxentius, to getting off this rock. I'm telling myself once I'm away, it'll all be fine. I find myself wondering about Kitzler again. I hope he wound up doing fine too.
This is Engineer Second Class Emil Kitzler. Shit's getting real. Chief Pioneer Moreno got wind of the Unitologist meeting in the big machine shed, and she sent up colony security to break them up. She got us engineers to support them, cutting open doors if they barricade themselves in. You know, that kind of thing. But they had guns. The Unitologists, they'd stockpiled guns. Some of them they'd put together from machine parts and chemical stores. Some they stole from the armory. They must have a member in security. Moreno lost a couple of guys. She's going to charge in again and use marking grenades to smoke them out.
You cannot kill us. We will be made whole and we will never die. If you have faith, you will join us. If you do not, you will die one way or another. Either here or by madness on this world. Brothers and sisters, stand firm. There is nothing for you to fear. Altman be praised.
This is Kitzler signing off. Maybe for good.
This was Dead Space, Deep Cover.
Written by Ben Counter. Starring Jordan Cobb as Emily Nayuba and Nea DeRusso as Maddie.
Featuring David Ault as EarthGov Info. Pacific S. Obadiah as Kitzler. Atticus Jackson as Harmon. And Reese Tirado as Juanita.
Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook. Original music by Matt Roy Berger. Showrunning by Veronica California and Reese Tirado. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. Executive production by Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Produced in partnership with Electronic Arts and Motive Studio. Special thanks to Joanna Berry, Roman Campos Oriola, and Gregory Hosen.
The Bloody FM Show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.